Wild Mustard Remembers. La Carbonera, Lamas, 1842, Guillermo Buckle. When no rain fell for 22 infernal months, to spare the forage before it failed, we tried stampeding droves of horses over ocean cliffs. We penned them in corrals to starve. We slaughtered cattle in numbers surpassing our capacity to flay or cure the hides and rescue a return from the disaster by trade with Yankee smugglers. And still the herds remaining grazed the native grasses down to the barren root before the feast of their parched carcasses gorged vultures and coyotes. And even so, no rain. It was afterward, once the season's seasonal storms resumed their cycle, that the alien mustard weed took hold here, spreading further north each year. Already, my younger daughters have never seen this countryside arrayed in March otherwise than in mustard gold. It grows so rank along the valley bottoms, by May it overtops a person's head on horseback. But as the summer weather settles in, hillsides again put on their oaten coat of old. In the weeks when, well before dawn, a warming air begins to stoke the purgatorial oven of afternoon. Wisest to rest out the heat within a cool retreat, shifting from shade to shade among the oak and aromatic bay. As morning shadows dwindle to a line, a breath, and pause and change direction while time hangs aloof, suspended in the balance of the sun, or from a sheltered cleft gaze out upon the lion-colored landscape with its indecent contours, the hollows buttocks have, the dimples of a shoulder. At dusk, the deer and cougar disappear while motionless against its pelt of brittle grasses. When lamps are lighting in the valley's lap, and the emerging stars construct the vault of night.